Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Talking with Heroes talk show program. I am Bob Calvert, the founder of Talking with Heroes, and your host for this evening's program. For those of you listening for the very first time, you can find out more, especially about our recent audio and video programs, on our news site, which is www.thankyouforyourservice.us. And then on our YouTube page are the videos, the recent videos that we've been doing in other cities. It's youtube.com/BobC9246. And there's actually a link on our TalkingWithHeroes.com page, top right, that has the YouTube link. You can click on that, and it'll take you right to our YouTube page. And so you can also find out what we've been doing for, oh my gosh, almost 2 years now with an alliance of military support groups, www.alliance.org. First found out about this fast-growing alliance of military support and recreational therapy nonprofit organizations about 2 years ago when Bert Gillette, one of their leaders, contacted me. And we've been doing audio programs with their members, with their leaders, with military families, teenagers from military families, caregivers, for about 2 years now. We've interviewed about 50 of the organizations and individuals. And then over the last 6 months, actually it started October 2015, when we were at the R4 Alliance National Conference. And then since then, we've been at different locations with different members of R4 Alliance and doing video episodes. Actually, many of these, my son-in-law, who's an Iraq veteran, has been helping me with a new video camera that was donated by Eric Chia at chiaweb.com. And so you can go to our YouTube page and see those videos. We've got a little while, maybe 4 to 5, 6 weeks before our next On the Road video program. And so we've been back doing audio programs, as we're doing tonight. On tonight's program, we're hoping that a veteran going back to, I believe, the Vietnam era, a Vietnam veteran, is going to be calling in tonight. We know he's very busy, so we're hoping he's going to be able to call in. His full name is George B. Fisher, but apparently everybody calls him Chip. He is the new vice chairman of R4 Alliance, and sounds like a very busy person. He also serves on the Higher Ground Board, which is one of the founding organizations of R4 Alliance. Their website address is www.highergroundsv.org. Chip has also chaired a board leading Idaho's efforts to support the 2002 Winter Olympics, and served as CEO and chairman of the Special Olympics Winter World Games in 2009. And so Chip, if he does call in today, we'll be talking about actually the latest news on R4 Alliance. I know there's a lot going on with the organization. When Bert first called me, like I said, about 2 years ago now, and asked if I would focus a lot of my efforts with the programming to interview all the members and the people involved with the organizations, the families, the veterans. And so obviously I agreed to do that. I've been very excited about it. But at that point, there was 19 members. They were all nonprofit organizations that had been talking a lot about collaborating amongst their organizations, most of whom were offering some type of recreational therapy for our men and women who have served, whether it's active duty, veterans, first responders, and families and caregivers. And as of a few weeks ago, I believe the last number I heard was 76 members. The application process is pretty extensive, but there's no cost. And so if there's any organizations, any nonprofits listening right now, and you're involved in helping our men and women who have served and are serving and their families, recreational therapy would be great. Go to r4alliance.org And first, just click on the link at the top, the members link, and you can see all the different organizations. They also have a growing list of for-profit organizations that are helping as well. I believe the latest is Starbucks and the family that owns Starbucks, some foundations and other corporations that are helping. Many of these organizations that are part of R4 Alliance are very big on their own. A few weeks ago, we interviewed Trout Unlimited. They have 400 chapters across the country. A few weeks ago, we were in Olathe, Kansas, and we met with some veterans who had gotten started actually as a veteran coming in to experience being helped with Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing, the Kansas City chapter. It's phwff.org. And we did an amazing, amazing interview with these two veterans. And again, you can watch them on our YouTube page. You can read about them on our news site, thankyouforyourservice.us. Prior to that, we were with freedomservicedogs.org, Freedom Service Dogs of America in Colorado. And they took us on a video tour of their facilities where they train and house the service dogs. And we met some of the veterans. It was a two-day event that we were a part of. And on the second day, they had a service dog graduation event. It was incredible. There were hundreds of people in the room from all over the country, especially around Colorado. Stephen Tubbs, who's a very well-known radio talk show host in Denver, was the main host of the event. I believe that's what it was called. And it was just an amazing experience. Myself and my son-in-law, Keith, were just in awe watching what was going on there. And then prior to that, we were at the Project Healing Waters. Actually, that's the one that the ProjectSanctuary.org is the one that Stephen Tubbs was at. And that's an organization, one of the co-founders of R4 Alliance, that provides military family retreats all over the country now. They've helped hundreds and hundreds of military families go on these 5, 6, 7 day retreats. My son-in-law, my daughter, my son-in-law is an Iraq veteran, and my daughter's a veteran, but Keith was deployed twice, and I have 4 grandchildren now, and that time there was 3, but they got to go on one of those military family retreats. But the interviews, the filming we did at the ProjectSanctuary.us retreat was just the gala, actually, was incredible. And it's just an honor and a privilege to be able to talk with these men and women who have served our country, and so many of them that are actually out there leading the way, helping their fellow veterans or other military families. Lots of volunteers across the country. Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing, I understand they have over 100 chapters across the country. There's Heroes on the Water. They have many chapters across the country. Just many, many incredible organizations. And just so you all know, while we're waiting for our guests to come on, I have more trips that we're hoping that we'll be able to raise the money to cover the cost to be going on later this year. I believe 3 or 4 of them are in September. One that's in the works right now in August, possibly in Colorado. One of them is another military family retreat organization, EagleRockCamp.org, and that one will be in the mountains of North Carolina. Really looking forward to that. We've had other organizations now, including some that are not members of R4 Alliance yet, contact us about coming out and doing video programs with them to help them create videos that they can use and benefit with their organization for a long time. And so we're working on getting that those funds together to be able to make those trips. And also with another R4 Alliance organization, www.10-can.info, led by combat veteran Matthew Burke. They have 2 events in September. September 10th is a college football game where they're going to be honoring first responders. And I was really really honored that I would be asked to help with this. And right now we're looking to see who will partner with me as far as the videoing. But yeah, they're going to be honoring first responders, and with all that's happening with our police men and women across the country, it's just shocking every time you turn on the news and we've lost another policeman. And so they, you know, they risk their lives every day, our firemen, firewomen, ambulance people. I mean, you know, I've been in ambulances more times than I really would like to have been. One is too many, I guess, but they've all been very helpful. So we will be doing some interviews with some of those first responders. I believe it's at the Kentucky Wildcats. That's one of the teams, I believe. And Clemson Tigers. Anyway, it's two college football games. We'll have more information go out on that. And then on the 17th, they're having a big fundraising event, a big gala with, I believe they'll have entertainment, and that'll be in Florida. Also, I was just found out the other day from Bert that they're going to have me come back out again for their 2016 National R4 Alliance Conference. And as fast as this organization has grown since this last conference, I'm sure there's going to be a lot more amazing men and women there. And so we'll be there at that also in October. And then there's some others, like I said, that I've been talking with different organizations about. As long as we can raise the money to do that, I hope we can cover as many as possible before the end of the year. And so so anyway, like I said, we were hoping that George B. Fisher would be able to call in tonight, but, you know, in learning more about Chip, he's very busy, so I'm doesn't sound like he is going to be calling in. But at least I could give you a little bit more information tonight on some of what we've been doing. You might want to connect with us on Facebook. That's where we put all our posts for our programs. I have the main Facebook page. You can either look me up under my name, Bob Calvert, or Talking with Heroes. And then we also have another one, one of those Facebook pages where you like the page, and that's Talking with Heroes Program. And they're both growing. I believe between the two of them, we have about 7,000 or more people following us now. And then Twitter, which I'm starting to understand a little bit better, that's Talk with Heroes, hashtag Talk with Heroes. And I believe we're well over 4,000 now. Just amazing, amazing people, really all around the world. It's stunning to me how people find you, you know, when you're in another country. But they do. That's the nature of the Internet. We're also on LinkedIn, again, under my name, Bob Calvert, or Talking with Heroes. We're on Pinterest. I'm starting to learn about that, and Google+. And so the main ones I'm on a lot are Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Twitter just about every day. People are tweeting our tweets and sharing our posts, and we really appreciate that. With me living on a small fixed income, not much really I can do as far as advertising, paid advertising. And so the word of mouth is really spreading. What's been fascinating to me is, some of you may know that from 2006 to 2011, I made 5 trips over to Iraq, 3 to Afghanistan, anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks at a time on each trip, going out on missions with the troops, really documenting on video a lot of what they were doing to help people there, something that most Americans haven't really had an opportunity to find out about. And we have hundreds of those videos on our YouTube page. And again, with no advertising dollars, all word of mouth. Just checked this morning, we were at 374,325 who have watched one or more videos. And that's just, you know, my goal has always been 1 million. And so I hope I'm here long enough to get to see that. But, you know, it's really rewarding as I continuously now get messages, usually through YouTube, from family members who just found their loved one, the video I did with their loved one, and thanking me, and they're telling all their families about it. It just seems like it just keeps growing faster and faster. And, you know, I've always wondered if someday, as part of the history, people talk maybe in schools about the history of Iraq and Afghanistan and what our men and women were doing over there, especially to help the people. Well, these videos, I've been told by a couple of media outlets, may be the only group of videos like that like this that actually shows that video after video after video. And we interviewed a lot of the local people too. Children were on the camera a lot. And so we'll see. I mean, I'll be very excited to reach a million. I thank you for listening tonight. I apologize that our guest has not been able to call in tonight. We will definitely reschedule George B. Fisher, Vice Chairman of R4 Alliance, for another program. Next week, depending on when you're listening, this will be the 28th of July. So if you're listening to this after that, again, all of our audio programs, you can listen 24/7. We'll be talking to a Vietnam veteran who is also a POW in North Korea. I believe he was a POW for 14 months. And he is leading an organization at St. Joseph's University. It's a Veterans Entrepreneur Program. And if you go to our news site, thankyouforyourservice.us, and you'll see an article about the program coming up, and you'll read about what they're doing there. They have this jumpstart program. They're going to have October 29th to November 6th. Possibility we may be able to figure out a way to get a team there. And basically they're going to have mentors, they're going to have business leaders, they're going to have a lot of people there to work with these veterans and families that are going to be there who want to have their own business, who want to be entrepreneurs. And they're going to work with them and teach them a lot. And then one of the things I was told is that once a veteran goes through this program at St. Joseph's University, they work with these veterans for up to a year. So this is going to be a great program next week. We're going to learn a lot. And so, again, I want to thank you for listening tonight. I want to say to all of our men and women who are in active duty right now, serving around the world, and your families, thank you for your service. To our country, to all of our veterans and families, thank you for your service. And to all of those men and women who are serving right now in areas where you could be in harm's way, be safe, stay alert. God bless you. God bless America.